Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Thursday, September 8, 2011. Israeli soldiers invade Nablus and demolish water cisterns while army bulldozers uproot trees and farmlands in the area. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli military force invaded in the early hours of Thursday morning the West Bank city of Nablus and destroyed three water cisterns that belonged to Palestinian residents. In the meantime, military bulldozers damaged dozens of farmlands in Al-Nasriya. Ghassan Douglas, in charge of the settlements file at the Palestinian Authority in the northern part of the West Bank, stated that the army is conducting several invasions in the West Bank, especially in Nablus. He told media that in addition to military assaults, Israeli settlers attacked several villages and towns near Nablus and wrote racist graffiti on the walls of a mosque in the nearby Yitma village. The settlers also torched two Palestinian cars that were parked at the main entrance of Qablan town near Nablus and uprooted dozens of trees in Hawara town. Settlers have escalated attacks against Palestinians following Israeli government removal of settler structures in the unauthorized outpost of Migron near Ramallah last week. Now, the Israeli Internal Security Service, Shin Bet, and the police claimed on Thursday that they managed to foil a bombing that was allegedly planned to take place 2 weeks ago at a public transportation station in Pisgat Zeev, north of occupied Jerusalem. Israel claims that Hamas members intended to carry out several suicide bombings at the station and that the police arrested Ishaq Arafat, 23 years old, from Ras Al Amud in Jerusalem, claiming that he was tasked with handing an explosive belt to Saeed Al Kawasmi from Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, a large Israeli military force comprised of four bulldozers and five tanks invaded Rafah area in the southern part of the coastal region Thursday morning. Military vehicles bulldozed wide area of land amidst random fire by the military. Choppers and drones were also seen hovering over the area at the same time. That was some of the news from Palestine Today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, George Rushmawi.